Forced Migration Review, Issue 61, June 2019. Ethical Primary Research by Humanitarian Actors, by Priscilla Benili and Tamara Lowe. As humanitarian agencies increasingly follow the example of academia in establishing ethics review committees, one such agency reflects on the benefits and drawbacks. In the late 1970s and early 1980s, Western research bodies and governments started establishing internal ethics review committees, and these have now become the main way academic institutions address ethical concerns. In the case of non-governmental organisations, NGOs, despite conducting primary data collection as part of needs assessments, monitoring and evaluation, many of them formally did not see research as being core to their mission. There was also an assumption that humanitarian guiding principles such as humanity, neutrality, and impartiality were sufficient as a broad ethical framework for research activities. However, as research becomes more complex, professionalized, and increasingly integral to the activities of humanitarian actors, both in the field and in advocacy, many NGOs are now setting up systems and processes to guide their research, following to some extent the routes taken by academia. Donors are also influencing this trend, as they increasingly require those they fund to meet formal ethical requirements. In October 2018, Save the Children UK, SCUK, end note 1, launched its own internal research and evaluations policy, which includes provisions on research ethics and established an independent ethics review committee made up of external experts. The policy requires any primary research which SCUK is involved in to be reviewed by the committee. Shortly after its launch, we were asked by colleagues to lead on two pieces of primary research. This research involved collecting qualitative data in Nigeria and in the Democratic Republic of Congo from children affected by conflict in their caregivers as part of Save the Children's work to protect children in conflict. As part of this, we worked with colleagues to produce two desk reviews to understand how to tailor data collection to fill identified gaps. It soon became clear to us that some aspects of the planned research we were already known about, thanks to studies by other actors. Is primary data research necessary? Bad research is not just research that lacks sufficient rigour. It also encompasses research that collects primary data to answer questions for which information is already available. Humanitarian actors are increasingly asked to be aware of potential assessment fatigue and, where possible, to minimise primary data collection by increasing data sharing with other agencies and/or undertaking joint needs assessments. Any ethical consideration must start with a review of secondary sources in order to ensure primary data is only collected when absolutely necessary. With regard to data utilisation, however, poor knowledge management and high turnover of humanitarian personnel mean awareness of the data is poor, and this limits potential use. And in humanitarian crises, where contexts evolve continuously, and especially in protracted crises, aid organisations also face the challenge of understanding how long existing data remain relevant. As donors expect data to underpin proposals for new programmes, the question of maximising data use while ensuring data relevance is an important point for consideration, and one that cannot be addressed simply by an ethics review. We hope that work under the Grand Bargain, end note 2, will facilitate humanitarian research that is more ethical by encouraging efforts to seek published literature on the topic and better data sharing, knowledge management, and intersectoral analyses. In addition, we recommend embedding secondary reviews as a requirement in ethical research procedures and considerations. The application process. For our research on children in conflict, after checking for secondary sources, we then prepared the application form for the Ethics Review Committee. The form incorporates an analysis of potential risks for participants and mitigating factors, matters that may arise among participants.